reasons why people do not come to church. I'm going to discuss with you from my book, Exploiting Soul Winning, on reasons why people do not come to church. Number one is exhaustion. Exhausted. It's called exhaustion. Exhaustion. The real meaning of exhaustion means to faint. They believe that they have a slight chance of success with you. They believe it is possible to follow you, but there is an unlikely reason why they aren't following forever. And that is, they are tired of life and church because of the past and present circumstances. So one of the reasons why people don't want to come to church is because of some things that happened in the past and has also happened even now. They are exhausted about those things, and they do not feel in any way motivated to be in church. So as a soul winner, one of the things you must take notice of is exhaustion, when people are exhausted. Exhaustion is something that makes people build some unseenable pillars around them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So when people are exhausted, it's because they are tired in their spirit. They are tired. And because they are tired, they bring that onto the church. For instance, majority of people who give reasons why they are not in church give reasons about work. They are tired at work. They are busy at work. People did not call them to church. They give all those kinds of reasons. Are you here? You are not here. You're here. They give all kinds of reasons why they are not in church. And you see the reasons they are giving for which they are not in church, you see those reasons as reasons that they want to blame the church. But they don't say they are blaming the church. They are saying that because my work is taking too much of my time, I don't want to come to church. So it's not the church. The church is just in its corner. But they use the exhaustion that they have been exhausted from to say, that is the reason why I'm not coming to church. You know, they are saying they are not feeling well. That's why they are not coming to church. But it is sickness that is not making you get up to come. It is not the church. Now, if you ask them, why are you not coming to church? He says, there is somebody in the church who is not in good terms with me. I don't feel comfortable when I see the person. That's why I'm not coming to the church. The person should rather say that this person makes me feel uncomfortable. And that should not still affect you coming to church. But most of the times, people are saying that they give one reason why they are not coming to church and add the church as another reason because of the first reason. So they are saying, it's because of Brother Fee, I don't want to come to church. But what has the church done to you? Church has not done anything to you. You say, oh, I don't want to be in the choir because of so and so person in the choir. But the choir itself has not done anything to you. It's the person. It's the reason, the real reason is you are exhausted in dealing with the situation. That's why you want to bring it. So it's like, it's like a child, two children. You know, let's say I kick Kevin. And instead for Kevin to hit me back, Kevin hits me. It's the same way. The church is there, has nothing to do with you and your problems.
But because somebody in the church has done something, and instead for you to deal with the person who has done the thing with you, you go back and hate the whole church, or don't come to the church, or don't do anything in the church, because Kevin has done something to you. But I hate Kevin, so Kevin should hate me back. But Kevin should go and hate the church. What has the church done to you? So you find out that people act in that way. They are exhausted and they bring it on everybody. Have you seen somebody who is like, you hit somebody and the person maybe is stronger than you, and then you turn and go and hit somebody else because you think that person can easily walk over? And that's what Christians have. A lot of Christians, they don't have a good perception about God's church. They think the church is a place you can walk over, you see. And because the church is in the state of time, there are certain people, their behaviors, they think they have escaped with it. Because the church is in time. So you would think you are gone. You see, you think you have escaped. But if you don't connect to God, for God to show you mercy, trust me, you will not do well. So exhaustion is a very, very important. A lot of souls have faint hearts. They will just run off and follow other desires at the sound of their emotions and their needs. As a follow-up aspect, you must know that many are exhausted in life. You must know that the girl who comes to the church, if right now he asks the church for money and the church does not give the money to the person can easily see that this church is not a good church. Here. Or the person wants to hold the microphone and sing. You tell the person, go through the choir and grow like everybody grew. Says, this choir is for some specialized people who always sing. They don't allow me to sing. You see, it's funny, and it tells you those people, they are babies in the Lord. Don't sit at the back, please come sit. They are babies in the Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It tells you that those people, they have faint hearts. Something just happened in church and you say you have left church. And you know something? It has nothing to do with the whole thing. Look, this church can never open its voice and insult you. It will be the person sitting beside you who will do something to you. So why is it that if the person does something to you, you rub it over the whole church and say you won't come to church? Am I the person who fought you? Is Kevin the one who said something that you didn't like? So their hearts are faint. It's like they are now growing. They are not strong. Some unnecessary issues can just move them from church. That's why in my book, I teach that the reason why people don't come to churches. Some of them have faint hearts. Small thing, then they are on fire. Small correction, then they are angry. They are on their way. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Many have faint hopes that they are ready to pursue in short term and not in long term. Now, some people, their intention about this church is they don't have any intentions to have their families here. They don't have any intention that their children will go in the children's service. They have a short-term intentions about this church. Some people are even bound by their specific goals. There is a reason why they are here. And until they get that reason, they have every right to leave the church. Yeah. So it makes you see human beings serve, are pretenders. And if you are one of them, you should change. So when you look at people who, it's like you are pushing them before they come to church. These are one of the reasons. They are exhausted. They have a faint heart. Like the example I gave you. I hate Kevin. Kevin hates me back. Kevin hates me back. But Kevin hit him. Kevin hit Kevin. Then Kevin hits him. And somebody in the church who has done something to you, talk to the person. That's what the Bible told me. But you don't see something. You see, they can even go to the point to say that, let me use the choir as an example. Something, somebody does somebody, something to somebody in the choir. You are not happy. Instead for you, as a mature Christian, to hold the person, Kevin, I'm in the choir with Kevin. Take Pastor Kevin out. Have a discussion with Pastor Kevin. Sit down. Let's say we are the choir members. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then I go and stand somewhere. I see all the choir. They are all the same. They like stepping on your toes. You should rather say, Kevin stepped on my toes. You should not say all the members in the choir stepped on your toes. Why do you say that? And why is it that because of Kevin, we are about 4 people, 1, 2, 3, 4. You say you are not coming to the choir. Why? It shows you have a faint heart. It shows there is a purpose for which you are in. And once you don't see that purpose, you are easily movable from the work of God. You see, it tells us your original motive for coming to church. You are not here to serve God. How can you be here to serve God and something small as quarrel, which happens everywhere, including your own house, including between you and your sister and your brother, you even fight even more? When you and your sister fight in the house, do you tell your parents you are leaving the house? You won't come and sleep there again. When you quarrel with your sister, do you go and slap your father? Because my sister has insulted me, I've come to slap you. When some of you fight, you even go to the point of insulting the pastors. It's like we don't even have an idea what is up with you. It tells us something is wrong with you. See, I have powerful books. Don't read it. If you read it, you know this already. One of the reasons why people don't come to church, they are exhausted inside them. They have faint heart. Look, let me be sincere. If you do some of these things, it's so sensitive to talk about it. But you see, if you are not letting the Spirit of God lead you, you will be. Can you imagine it? Let's imagine this church is a spirit realm. And imagine your emotions as red color. And this whole place is white. Some of you have soiled the car with your red. You have soiled people with your red. Your red is possible if you don't take care. The whole white will be full of red. Imagine the scenario I'm giving you. You have infected a lot of places with your unnecessary, uncontrolled emotions. It's like everywhere you find yourself in the church, emotions is there. But you see, you are too precious to be bothered about unnecessary things. The Bible said, if you are anxious, you will not make any difference in your life. Are we together?
Yes.
So one of the reasons why people are not consistent or are not in church is because of exhaustion. Now, most souls that do have these reasons are liable to nature. They just try whatever that comes their way. The soul winner will discover this trait in the new convert and deal with prayer and rebuke the spirit of exhaustion for the transformation of the soul. So when you see somebody in the choir, when you see, please forgive me if I'm using the choir, but when you see somebody in the choir with that attitude, I'm teaching you this book, the solution. Go on your knees and rebuke that spirit out of that person. Don't tell the person, but go on your knees and pray for the person. Lord, this person is character. Because look, there are people, they are fault finders. And you see, the church should have been the last stop for them to stop that character.
Yet they want to prevail in the church with that character. When you already know the Bible does not like fault finding. And when you deal with it, they even can say, he is discussing me. They are talking about my issue.
Oh my God.
Look, if you don't do something about
certain things that are not necessary for the things of God, you will not be an effective soul winner. Say, I am an effective soul winner.
I am an effective soul winner.
Oh, yes. So, me, when I see you like that, I start praying for you. I start praying for you. Lord, I rebuke this spirit. Just 2 days ago, I was doing that to somebody. Because when I look at the person, I can see the devil is worrying the person. I rebuke that spirit out of it. I said, Lord, I cast this thing out. This morning, when I was having devotion with my children, I was dealing with them. Once they were praying, I was dealing with them on some of these issues. Are we together?
I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, come with me to Romans chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Romans chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. Are you there? I'd like to see, you see, these, all of you here, I'm happy for you. I'm happy because you have been stable for evening service and it's beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Romans chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature of the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law to themselves.
Let me repeat it again for you.
You will love the scripture. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by the nature of the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. I'm trying to, let me find another version and quickly read it for you. It's beautiful. You see that. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay. Romans chapter verse 14. Okay. Look at what the Bible says. For whenever the Gentiles who do not have the law do by the nature the things required by the law, these who do not have the law are a law to themselves. Oh, beautiful scripture. Now, let me show you another thing. Oh, beautiful Jesus. Let me do compassion. Are we together?
Yes.
Verse number 14. For example, when people who don't possess the law as their birthright commit sin, it still confirms that a law is present in their conscience. For when they instinctively do what the law requires, that becomes a law to govern them, even though they don't have the law.
What does that mean? That means that when somebody is not committed to come to church, the person can easily give you a reason, and that reason is the law that guides the person to do whatever the person wants. Let me give you a maybe you are not getting me. Let me help you. For instance, Pastor Kelvin is here. He doesn't want to come to church. Something is worrying Pastor Kelvin. Somebody in the choir stepped on his feet. He's not happy about it. The stepping on his feet can become a law for him, for which will stop him from meeting God. And what is the thing? He, by his senses, is saying that somebody has stepped on him. By the person stepping on him, becomes a law to control him, not to come to God. So some people put their own laws, and see, it's not, they're not, and you see, he says, you don't even have the right access to Mosaic law, like the law of Moses, to even set up a law for yourself. But I'm bringing it to your common understanding so that you can understand it. That the Bible is saying that the problems you are going through and the things you are not happy about can make you draft a certain law in your own life that controls you. For instance, if a guy has hurt you, you can easily say all men are evil. And by that law, you will never like men. Because you have drafted a law. My question to you this evening is, have you drafted such a kind of law? And when people draft such laws, those laws control them. And that's one of the reasons why they are not coming to church. But the truth behind this law is that they are tired. So they have to put something in front of them that will protect them from getting hurt again.
Am I teaching God?
Yeah.
The place is too quiet. Or this book is also another dimension. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I want you to turn to the person beside you and say, don't be exhausted.
Don't be exhausted.
Tell the person, don't set rules for yourself.
Don't set rules for yourself.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, people can be in church and they have rules. Rules on who not to talk to. Rules on learning how to survive someone. You know how people learn to survive? Kevin, come. Phil, come. Let's do. Today, the choir, I'm going to make a study. Look, you see these two people? I'm angry with this man. This is choir rehearsals. They are all standing there. I can come right now and come and stand here. But there is a rule I have put inside my mind, my heart, that is blocking me from engaging this person. And I will have a direct eye contact with him, but not with him. No, me teach you. And by your own law, you will create something inside you that will be leading you. You see, this time you are not the one leading yourself. It is the pain, the anger, the frustration that is leading you. And you trust it. That is why it drives you away from God. And that is why God does not have your full heart. Oh! Kevin sings so good. I sing so good. They don't give me the microphone. When Kevin takes the microphone, I say quickly in my mind, by my own law, I'm the man of you. You know, and yet they are standing here with this. He called to me, he will answer. Meanwhile, there is a law inside the person's head. Please take a seat. So, one of the reasons why people don't come to church is because they have set their own laws. Look, in fact, you won't believe it. Why do people even come to church? You have been saved from the law. Why put laws inside you? For instance, when I teach, the Bible said, Paul said, when I teach, I become an offense to the people. I thought when you preach, everybody will like you. But it was when I started preaching, I realized when I preach, it's like I become an enemy in addressing people's issue. And if I was Jesus, they would throw stone at me. Tell to somebody, you want to throw a stone at the pastor? Just be honest. You know?
And that's why the Bible says you must be mature. How many of you want to be mature? To make your emotions know you are the one in charge of you, not your emotions. Look, somebody can come to you. You have been deceived. And you put a law in your mind. So you are in the same, once again, the choir. You are in the same choir. But kakra, you are avoiding kwa. You are behind the kwa. You are avoiding kakra. You see? But any kakra ni just avoiding. The real problem, to say the name, the real problem that gets people exhausted is there is something in the middle which becomes the reason why you are doing what you are doing, but you blame it on somebody else. It's like the example I gave. I hate Kelvin. It's not for Kelvin to hate me, but he hates me. Somebody in the church does something to you. Isn't going to deal with the person. You now say it is the church. That's why you're not coming to the church. The church has no. This church has hands and mouth to eat you. Have you seen this church open his mouth and say, you have insulted you before? So why is that the person who offended you? You don't deal with the person, but you use the church so that you become weak. You not coming to church is making you weak. Can't you see? So don't set a law for yourself. Look, I have had time to talk to Kara. She's very sweet. Yay. Yes. So if you hear somebody saying, Kara does not talk, why don't you go and find out? Why don't you go and find out? And then you conclude on the person. You can meet somebody who is wearing a very hot dress. Tell the place. Ah, you see, when your pastor is preaching and you like the preaching, you look at your pastor's face. So you don't turn your face somewhere. It's a sign that there is something wrong with the preaching. Or it's like you are caught. But me, I'm not saying you are caught. You understand what I'm talking about? Or still, let me stay with the choir. Somebody come. Today I came for the choir. Look. Somebody can come to the choir. Or join the choir. Or it's already a member of the choir. And the person will give you attitude. Will be giving attitude. You can easily ask the person, why do you give attitude in the choir? Before that attitude spoils your heart. Because when God comes, he judges you. Not what the person did to you. That's why people are exhausted. I'm not doing that. Why is it in the choir? I'm not doing that. It's a super being in me. You could see me power. Just say, my hand will break. And just one blow, just a blow. Now, baby, naturally, I said, be big, hold it. Be big, control. But why do you see the thing that you do? So instead of me, You see, it does not work like that. God wants us to be honest with our heart. Because he knows you. Are we together?
Yes.
Give somebody a high five and say that. Charlie, open your heart. Give the person on your right hand side, say, open your heart. Wonderful. I think I came for the choir today.
And then you cause one. Now she cause it. I was yes, bro. Move me, Mr. Fajero. It's a good message. And the book reader, I want kind.
Book reader. And yes, sir. And you preaching book.
We could have been trained 4 years. Chapter in a metro exhaustion and mission. And what happened? Not that I won't carry. And we do that, we drive people away from working for God. You know, somewhere in the case of Mokotia, Mimi Ashapo, who people will do a God. You find the things that you are God at the
stage. I'm one of the best pastors in town.
Yes, sir.
And you don't believe it. Eh? You are not responding. I'm talking to you. Yes. I'm not a good pastor. Hey. Yeah, baby, I'm a good pastor. All right, so let's move on. Okay, move here and go with that. I'm not going to make it. I just want to do what. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
One day, let me tell you somebody says gospel. One day, we throw out. During a follow-up on the soul, the person told me, Pastor, I am. Jesus wants to control me. Maybe I'm not going to be exhausted now because this is what's happening. Because of all that, it's here. When came, we be a make any man a calm myself, or so you need panic on me. About that, it's here, pretty say, when came, I mean, you want to cast her. We'll be great because I'm not going to be a good channel. We'll be great to be sure that we said, we'll be to be sure we're here. I think they're making my progress. How old are you? I was only 16. Ah, only 16 when you age mates and all this, why I said, we're going to have a church and have a share. Respect. No. Let's speak away, but you are powerful. Interpret the winner. To say, Sao, Namu, you know your age mates. You see, it doesn't make sense. In 2% of say, all respected people as a result of age mates. You don't look, whether I'm a 4 or 10, you have to respect. Whether young or old, you must respect people.
Don't tell you the place is too quiet.
It's a good message.
What's so our breath? Yes, you
You know, one day we were praying for somebody. A girl. That is a confession time.
Confession time.
We have a confession in the action. Minister of whoever, the animals of the Mr. Wandio Bahamu. And you're able to do right service. Get away. Last, get in the box. Yes. And the young women, they need a bomb by and say, then I found the girls, so I shed the road, shed the road. And then this woman is, I told you, you need a sound, you need a sound, you need a sound, and you can get a gun there. Oh, yes. Yes, I think it's a deliverance for you. Don't bother about that now. What is it in the room? I said, ah, I saw this again. You need a beer. May offer me. Tie to me. May you be here. And just say, you change your mind. See, you're not going.
And, Opa, as I was here, my boss, why did you put here? Wow. When I'm going to make sure, I'm going. I remember when this person said this to me. I said, what do you want to do that Peter's going to talk to? I said, dear Meshe, how I should dress, how I should talk, how I should do. Okay, can you really breathe? I'm saying, I'm sweating. I said, first time, I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Because you have to control the way how she will carry, you have to control how we can so feel it, you have to control BPI, and you are not okay with it. But I'm not using a question. Maybe you have to control one problem, then you have to control. Maybe I also want to say you have to control. Problem, then you have to control. At the pub, then you have to control. Catch me. Tell me. Kofu won ka say Jesus is Lord na omo nti ase on persisting Jesus be in the Lord and ha on persisting Jesus be in the Lord on persisting Jesus be in the Lord kakra because when Peter will be jump for kakra no kakra na will be jump for say one who take charge na kwa na problem be fair so we do e kwa hand be fair. So the answer to this question, as a soul leader, lead in Kasa, the best answer to give to us is that you know something is because Jesus loves you. So we can do Jesus this to know your sister and sister. Who they come? What's the broken and some children? My name is sister. Catch and say dressing of course for dressing up. Catch one cosua. So the big of course of our catch one qua, but still they will be jality. Who will be our best friend? Problem with you, Baba. Oh, but you know, when we do this, I guess we control you, Baba. Or do what we told you. Because of the same reason. Are we together?
Yes.
I want to tell somebody you are a good soul winner. Tell somebody you're a good soul winner.
Oh, Charlie, the place is too quiet.
Amen.
For example, how
all right. The Spirit of God revealed to me that the soul of that lady, she was dehydrated. The Spirit of God told me she needs more word. So I decided to teach her from Romans chapter 2. And that was it. The Bible says, if we do not faint, we will be rewarded soon.
I was, if you are not exhausted, see, sometimes these people, when they do those things to you, meet them with love. Love, you cry, no one. Why you're waiting for to crash them? Because anytime you walk outside love, you are walking outside God. It doesn't matter whether you are in church or not. See, this is what creates in churches. Only normally two, only normally three. How much on association? Association of Medoramo, association of Yenye, association of Iberism, association of Gangsterism, Gafor, association of Asante 4. Now, who is correct? Who is not fair now? The partition of the two has higher boys' quarters than us today. Higher boys' quarters. We are bound by the love of Jesus. No, you can find another brother here, another sister. The Bible says a friend is born for what? For what? For what? Good, adversity. A friend is born for adversity. Who person who man for and that will be a problem. No, we know another. Me see, get now what funny teaching us for your one. What dear, you matter. Me Canada, a Uganda police service. What about the town? You be telling me that you are not going to be able to do it. They are not going to be able to do it. I said, you need to be able to do it. You need to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Never hear me, my friend. Let me teach you the answer. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Let me put here. Unless you don't respect my ministry. I bet you say once I'm a maker. In a minute, I can say to you. Because when you preach in any quotation, you can prophesy in them. Examples, you know. Now, who can you imagine? Who can you tell them? Maybe I have a befire. Maybe I have a example that you me teachings, you know. I do. You can hear me and say, you so nice, you cry my baby. But I said, I care. I don't want to get a seminar. I'm going to
The soul winner's character. One of the reasons why people don't come to church is the soul winner who's right. Bad thing, bishop. The character of the soul winner. Are we together?
Yes.
The character of the soul winner affects significantly whether his or her soul was won for the Lord Jesus Christ. When there is a moral question on the character of the soul winner, there is trouble.
How are you quick amount of food dinner? So I'm going to be here. And it's true. Your leader may ask him over here, so my name is for all. What do you think should be the character of the person? Let's ask the question. One. How old are you? Let's say you are 20 years. 20 good years. You got born again at age 20. By age 25, you have realized that you are a man of God. By 30 years, pastor, sorry, 20 and 10 years. 10 years of godly character, 20 years in the world. So I understand so we need to be difficult for a while for Christians. Because one has a crying name in the name of the and I still have a couple of small. Unyang a perfect as what's known. And she still was a sacrifice for Brian. With Unyang a perfect, what would you do? Because the new soul, on one such a, because of no one, for one, the brutality of the number.
why you're careful and far more than say, when you spiritual and I will be spiritual, you can become the reason why the person is not spiritual for working. You can become the reason. So immediately you decide to preach to people, the first thing you should do is yourself is your character. Because you are equal to the soul you are leading. You are equal to the soul in character that you are leading. The things you have overcome, your souls will overcome. The things you have not overcome, your souls will not be able to overcome. The things you do, your souls will do them. And the things you don't do, you also don't do. Somebody said, I'm in a church in the morning, I'm pressed with your money. I don't want to say, sir. If I won't, I'll be a church member.
And our pastor is training in your freezer.
You will have a question.
In your freezer.
Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah. The character was okay. Give me some question. Who will be able to answer this question? Yes. If you ever catch yourself with such a question, who is this question? You are not the power.
So you should get a copy of this book. It's a good book.
It's a good book. More than the deep of all the guys. Why should you go wrong? I'm a child. What helped you? I would say, so we were here, okay, now we will give you up for 4 years.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Say you may not have the perfect character.
You may not have the perfect character.
You must be your best character.
You must be your best character.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Now, the community folks will give you a soul winner headache. If you are the pastor or the one leading the souls, the area where you are leading the souls will give you headache. Somebody can even go and tell the girl you call, for instance, get my mother to come to work. I'm in a scenario. So, I bet you're a sample machine. Okay, I'm not so much a new swallow. And I'm going to lose one. Quite a member of the band. Only consistent. And now, rather fee. So they spend on their own body. The man will man only drink the two. And also, what the king and master matches them. Now, one more friend on the gate, someone, then 1 hour. No more poor common. You want somebody? No more poor. TikTok. No more poor Instagram. For Manchester, I work with people in Ukraine. Not feeling up by level, not by spirit. I mean, you can be a pastor, Pizza, or the spiritual man or family. But Pastor Pizza, I said, have you had your time on this one? Good pastor. I'm not your man, I'm afraid. Pastor P, I'm going to be a nursing home, I just have 2 years. Pastor Phil, you ate a cabinet. Church member X in the park met a guy in front. Then you were here to walk in group last night. Couldn't write. Pastor Phil, you preaching in Alabama. They say, that's what you are really doing. Okay.
the spiritual powers. Get out. Okay. Get out of the car, my daughter. Get out of the car. Okay, that's it. Okay. I said, I'm burning my people. You see that one? Pastor Kevin. Charlie. Akosia. Akosia. Cotton was a kid.
Good.
In the next day, Mobile, I guess, but a few days with the prayers, I sense. Anybody want to call? We need to speak God, boy. Some folks are out. Something's going to go high. Get these chances so people are in our chat! But if you want to tell them. But only, said, but if you play maturity, you won't believe it. You're in here helping the relation of everybody. Because what I think you want is someone who might take advantage of it. Yeah. That's the issue for you. That's the issue for you. Are we together?
Yes.
Take this out of the table. You must have a good character.
You must have a good character.
So, every form of an attack, because you are winning souls, whether you are a lady. One day I sent, is it 2 years ago?
I sent the, you guys out to where so two of my daughters won a guy, brought the guy to the church. From conversations with the two different people. I mean, you know, so whether you're a mom, whether you're a mom. The challenge is the cooking and yourself. It does not escape you. You simply have to have good character and some extra common sense. And yes, I'm going to follow. And yes, when somebody sees the weaknesses you have to fight against what God is using you to do. Now, what the hell? So you have to be extra smart. I listen to you. Tell to somebody, say, are you here?
Are you here?
Lift up your hands, begin to pray. Lift up your right hand like this. Pray to the Lord, Lord, make me a good soul winner. Pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, give me good character.
So pray that as a soul winner, God is going to use you to win souls. God is going to use you to recommend somebody to church. It will be here, you will bless your marriage. You don't know. You will be here. You will give birth to children this year. God should help you with good character, effective character, to win those. We have pastor, a nice pastor. A man came out, came out.
I said, what the church? You've been your problem. You have to be very, very extra careful. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right.
So in my book, I write for people who are running with somebody somehow. I'm not going to be able to do it.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, you don't immediately change. You will not swear such a. You will not swear yourself. You will not say your password. You will not be guilty for being a match. People can be saved. You will not swear yourself, man. People can be saved. So you have to. Character is essential. And came on and said to me, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you blessed?
Yes.
Where you are quiet, what is the time? 8:20. So I've used 2 points to teach 1 hour. Oh. Yeah. I'm going to go. And I'm going to go. I said, you're a deal. What's up with that? Which I leave you all. Glory be to God. Oh, swear me, your money. Titus chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. Then we'll move on. In Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, in all things, swearing yourself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, swear on corruptness. Read good books. Read spiritual books. Read books like this. Gravity. Sincerity. Be sincere. Kanokwari. Sound speech, and I'm kind of effective communication. Kasayi, some of the people you are not even like, some of you don't use the skills well, you use it inappropriately. For instance, if you are maybe a bishop with me, you are telling me, I won't be a bishop. In the book, we are. It's like common sense is common sense. Because if you are not correct, you're okay. But you almost say, oh, yeah, the church member, now you are the pastor, now you are the madam. So, while you are communicating, communicate very well. Are we together?
Yes.
Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Is the choir here?
Yes.
I'm not done with the choir examples. My God. I also recommend that you go and read chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Soul Winners if you want to learn more. Secondly, reading chapter 2 and 3 of these books on the Soul Winner, nuggets of protocol should be applied to you against the attacks of the devil. Some church people think of the devil. Some of the church members, the way they think, it's like the devil. Thank you, devil. Can you switch on the AC? So that I can enjoy God, I swear to God. And can all of you move here so that you're close to the message so that I can. Amen. Please let me come here and enjoy more. Can we continue on? Good. When you say we move, sometimes we can have a tummy trim. A bummy trim sharp. Okay. All right, let's continue. All right. So, one of the things that is very, very important for you is that you should know that the devil thinks for people, he makes people think in a certain way. And by so doing, they do what the devil wants to make it happen. For instance, if you think Pastor Kevin does not hate you, you think Pastor Kevin hates you, and he does not hate you. If you don't take care, that pattern will make the devil manifest towards you. Are we together? So you should not be thinking that way. And how would the soul winner change from it? Unless the person reads the Bible. To know that the word of God does not permit you to think bad about anyone, but always to think love for anyone, you will not do it. So before the soul now, you have to be careful again with your character. Because and the first thing you see is that, and I'm also cranking on basari. Some people are able to discourage people. Look, you used the choir. When you started singing, you did not know anything at all. You missed beat. You know what born angasa. Nyamia do wa be expect. What be to be we rakwanim. Na wa shekakra and our shimienu and our shimiensa and our call of beat bear tenor. Na what we need. Why is how many panafari if you was one back one you? But on country will say, the way you are anything one baby you. One can't that. But, or the, a buffoon back, sorry, no, to say the Amikai, my first principle, no, to say the Amabo Selassie. He says, Selassie, bebo me back, no, I bought Cindy. Cindy is the church. And you're Cindy, anyway, your problem. And Selassie in the ball. Why don't you deal with Selassie? But say, Nipan was wearing the with any member. Oh, who Nipan cross over a microphone, and a qua. So Nipan, buttons, K Barra, Baba, Shemins, Ashemi, what church? Katamata, Sofu, Jama, for Kata, Yabla, ya. Because I can. Well, and I do it, and Rocker, I'm a fee. The original whole church, media media, I'm sorry, I know my own more righteous people, no more judge, and what church? Nina, no account. What's going on? Pastor Kevin is one. Glory be to God. So, turn to somebody and say, don't let the devil think for you. Because your brain is for you. Catch us, your brain is for you. Let the word of God rather think for you. I'm not hearing you say, let the word of God think for you. Glory be to God. Somebody say amen to what we are saying. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I'm repenting. Say, I'm changing. Say, I'm having a mind transformation. So for you to become an effective leader, you must have a positive mind for everybody. You must be compassionate. The Bible said, those of you who are spiritual, restore those who are weak with all meekness and gentleness. You don't have any right to worry anybody spiritually. Glory be to God. When I talk about this, because why do you say Uncle can't so win in once Uncle preaching to obinity? I always say, I won't have a no wakasa. Are you going to preach to someone? Can you imagine? Wadam for a quack. Can you imagine Wadam for Okwa and then the acquire was at the prophecy? Wadam for no Okwa. And Obe Kachero say, ni boy, eh, yes, shekeleke. Mi say, ni boy, eh, de? Shekeleke. In the first point, one kasa kraa, no, kwa na wishima, yes, shekeleke. Another issue. And wasa abos wache wa down from. So, sir, na, echa Pastor Regan preaching in evangelist, so winners book, he, ubiye, mu. She, u jeni penyi neni mutuni mu. We preaching, no, u preaching, mu biati, u preaching, no, nyamamamamamamam. One day on Namuano saw Faufi, who drew fear gates Nanua. Guy be now in a Congo with them, blows. Sometimes, if you are not careful how you handle people, even the new soul will need the effect of carrying herself or himself very well. On one kasa kwa unim how we can so carrying him. But unim sa dienti, the person might easily be taken by surprise. So you have to be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. We can't be conform masori. When who will be subaya neni anjemu? When who will be subaya neni anjemu? I'm teaching on why people don't come to church. Chapter 9 of my book. Ubiya yibibiya neni anjemu. And you see, ebiya neni panokran oye baby wunyamimu. The oye no kronu anti asias embuano ba oye. When we meet for us to be here, so that the word of God, a bebuano, ye bompa, you bebo bino, only her own bumpo. Are we together?
Yes.
But I pray for you that God will help you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God will cause you to have good speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of contrary, Timmy, or see.
Okasa. Actually, will be a good team. If you say Okasa, you good. Said the Abaya, Obia craft on you opposite of you. Menin Jesus will soon have him. Obia or time church. Or Tikasana Wokana. On a crab a day ready.
Meaning, you won't crow for from what the Bible is saying, you won't crow for you won't make me kick it.
One time there was somebody came to me and said he wants to speak to me. I said, okay. He said there's a guy in this area. He says he doesn't like me. I said, I don't care. He said it. He says he doesn't like me. I'm like, so what's the problem?
So also a church, you know, and more and more fair with church in the bar.
I said, okay. Now so person worry about Kwana. I said, Debbie. So more so from much chaffa. Your point is so when you know we came, you don't go straight. Me, what? So, you have people who don't like you. One guy also came to this church, was one of the people who helped us build the church, and of course, one of the girls in the church, and that girl, no blasting. Bear three or four people, no, me, and church, or catch room, you know, so mass or any view, and power mass or any view. Straight away. So we need to be new. Because we will be shedding the palm woman, you will be a palm woman. Baku and a quack engage another lady. So we're interested in the girl. This one panel. Call the catcher and now for you and I say, Kofu, church from one, sorry, demo. I'm you two new, sorry, demo. Straight away. Any nipa for, I'm so mom, sorry. Dale? Okay. Yen yen is saying. To mobile, I'm catching him. Say, I'm feeling my monk. Why? Hey, who did they make? I'm so bomb because I ain't. Hey, I'm in a mocker. Hey, Munkas, I ain't. Glory be to God. Ahayidi. Emma, what do you think? Bidiani, Emma. Baby sister, what do you think? More accept what? See, I take. Good. May you more souls. Amen.
Amen.
And then the last part of character is criticizes. So we near. Obi are you so we now you can concern me. Then I'll bet you the pan where we need. Wow, could we need a panos I can concern you to preach a career non in about go out? If I didn't be drawn, sorry, them, sorry, history in our home. Because if I know could we need a concern, your cassa. And I, I got to say, quiet for me, and you're ready.
Jesus.
And could
be my father.
No more conversation. We are so we now drew her. And you are so. So, 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 So what? No, what time I said nephew were noon. No, what two at two? You go with you, baby? Nah, you're right. Yes, sir. I die. Who said that could to a be that quite when yajin? This is now walking kakika. Oh, I quite you know, last of all. All right, I got a girl's robo card over to Bobo. Ah, last of all, I'm upset to myself. No, therefore, can concern you back what it. And you better know it's what it. And you better not have a baby issue. Because assembly chinyama to me Tracy. Glory be to God. It's not a practical thing. It's true. It's happening. I'm telling you the fact. So you have to be careful, those of you who are criticizers. Everybody deserves it. The grace of God. We need to tell everybody the truth. But we should not tell the truth under our own restriction and self-righteousness. Because there is nobody here, the Bible says, that is right. Are we together? It is my prayer for you. Lift up your hands. Begin to pray. Lord, deliver me from exhaustion. You used to help the church. You used to come for meetings. You used to come for youth meetings. You used to come for different meetings. You don't care. Pray. Lord, deliver me from exhaustions. I don't want to be exhausted. I don't want to be tired. I don't want to blame anybody for my problems. I don't want to blame anybody. It's my own decision. Sometimes, oh, Pastor Christ, you are forcing yourself. And yes, we'll be crying at you. It's like you are fighting to come to church. It seems something inside you don't want to get closer to God. So how the chronic person they get too closer to God? No, it will hurt you. It will bring you tears. It will bring you problems. Bompai say, Radim, wow. You know. And then good character. You have to be a good soul winner with good character, with the fear of God in your heart, with self-control in your heart. And you're careful. Nipana on any tibone, Muno. Who preach you cry, wouldn't you? And you're shame, Mano. Was one Casa Winnie Musidi who sit here. You have to be careful. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to be a good soul winner. Eddie. But a radical boy. Now begin to pray for your pastors. They are tempted every day. And that is when I'm baby, because I know be frail. I'm paying my pastors of the church. Kofo, how magene. Oman kasa musu so hard gene. We'll pray for them. New lady now, Aba, sorry, no. Aba, sorry, say, Ube direct number, then Hunyami, and Aba, sorry, so be fan of them for now. So I'm not sending WhatsApp, and you'll be chatting with her in the night. And also, so need the end, no. Or you are down for Adam for Fanny Drew's appointment. If it will get the person to serve God, fine. If you get the person for you to socialize, fine. If you get the person for you to marry the person, fine. And if you say, "Uni kwa nzo ref," it's a dating level. The problems be braver until nyanya ready. I do not twice. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray for your pastors. The kasa koko kenyami asema unko until udi ubom paye mau. Because their character is at stake. And you be bia no munim. Radem wawam. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God will help them. We are leader. We are suffer. We are mistaker. We pan will do a ching because I didn't think I mean do a ching.
Moses buko fuka krebi nyankupon so mani nko promised land. And so oma odi oma chi, oma omu di nechini di omu nina ako promised land, but ono di yamana nkobi. You have to pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you are blessed. I hope you don't see this book and run away.
All right. Let's welcome Pastor Kelvin.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. That was a very hot message from my book, Exploiting Soul Winning. If you want copies, it will help you to become an effective Christian and help you to become an effective soul winner. If you want to become a good Christian, this book is recommended for you. I'm excited to write books for ministers, and this is one of the good books. It's a book talking about how people don't come to church, the basis, how it happens, the problems and the challenges. I believe we'll continue again. May God bless you and keep you. And kindly, let's pray over your offerings. Father, thank you. Bless your people. Lift them up. Cause your face to shine on them as they sow. Lord, bless them. Lord, open doors for them. Give them character, spiritual energy not to give up. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. Thank you for joining me once again. We're excited. God bless you. And from prayer grounds here in Bawi, Ghana, wish you all the best. Au revoir. Bye. A bientôt. Bye-bye. Good night. Didier, I can see you are there. Are you awake or you are home? You're not coming. Looks are excellent. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Take care. Be safe, all of you. John, let's talk later.